Today's reading is Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord. All the earth burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord the King. Let the sea surround and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing joy together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he has come to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. This is the word of the Lord.
Right, I'm going to need some help because Oscar has taken up residence back here and I haven't been able to move him for since he was last out. So you're going to have to shout extra loud to make it through this bit. So after three, you need to shout, wake up Oscar, okay? One, two, three. Not a twitch. You're going to have to be louder than that. Okay. After three. One, two, three. There we go. Oh, dear. Here we go. There we are. And you might be wondering what the cushion is for. The cushion is for me. Kids, you want to come and sit round so you can hear? Because I'm not standing up today. Oh, there we are. There we are. Because my knees don't bend enough to sit on the step anymore. As I said to a few people, having just passed my 55th birthday, as I know for a fact this body isn't going to make it to 110, I can't really think of myself as middle-aged anymore. So, can you remember what we talked about last week? Can you remember what the word was we talked about last week? What's the first word in that big long list we've been learning? For the fruit is love. Love. We talked about love last week. We talked about the different ways. You were out there doing all sorts of things. We were in here thinking about fruit and how a coconut is hard on the outside. And glacé cherries, you know, those fancy little cherries you get in fancy Christmas cakes, only come out at Christmas. You like them, don't you? Yeah. In a snowball. Yeah, but he has them in actual snowballs, not in the little drink. Because he's a dog. You can't give dogs alcohol. It's bad for them. So we talked about love and the different ways you can love. Today, can you remember what the second word in the list is? Can you? Joy. Joy. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Joy. Joy. What does joy mean? To be happy. That's an interesting answer. Because to be happy means to be happy. Joy. I wonder why we use the word joy and not happy. Because the fruit of the Spirit is love, happiness, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. The Bible probably doesn't actually use the word happy very much. Some translations do. So should we ask them what they think it means? Yeah. They're panicking now. Joy. What's different about joy to happiness? Say again. Doesn't depend on circumstances. You can have joy even when there's bad things happening around you that you're not happy about. That's interesting. Anyone else? Anyone else want to add to that one? Joy. What's joy? Say again? When you're excited, yeah. How many of you saw either the parade or the fly past or all the events that happened with union flags and other things on Thursday this week for VE Day? Yeah? Kev, I think if I got it right, at the top of the playlist there should be a video. Can we just watch a video together? This is a video from 1945.
We know that in the days when the war seems remote and far away, these will be historic pictures. They will tell another generation how we celebrated victory in Europe Day and how we thanked the service
That's
chiefs
not joy,
who
by
worked
the way.
So valiantly to make it possible. Britons, impatient for the
that
official
is.
Signal to celebrate, jumped the starting gun on Monday night when notice of capitulation waited upon Whitehall, Washington, and Moscow. VEE began it, and for days afterwards, Londoners packed city streets and squares. The idea was to make a noise, and this is it. V-Day, the end of the German war. Throughout the country, at homes and at work, a nation exploded with spontaneous rejoicing for a great and wonderful deliverance.
Even more than that.
War scarred the face of Britain, but nothing ever sapped or changed the character of our people. Great news ran through the land. Manchester, Glasgow, Cardiff, Birmingham, London, in every town and village, big and small. And the true quality of Britain was seen in the manner of our rejoicing. Out came the flags. Nationwide was the celebration. For children, so many of whom have known nothing else but war, this day must have seemed like an entry into Never Never Land. Even the soberest overflowed, and not a few flowed over.
Yes.
Six long
Thanks,
years,
Jeff.
An all-embracing jubilation rings out in the victory peal from St. Paul.
So, people were absolutely full of joy on VE Day, but the war was still happening. We were still at war. There was still a war in the Far East. Japan hadn't surrendered at that point. The awfulness of the two atomic bombs hadn't happened at that point. But there was joy, not just happiness, but joy. It's like the next level up on the scale. It's not like, it's not even happiness at maximum. Joy is what happens next. But it can also happen when happiness isn't there. And that's the weird bit about joy. Joy isn't about not being sad, but it's a deep down feeling. Do you know, sometimes when you're so happy, you can feel it deep down inside, in here, right in the middle. And it feels like you've got a little star inside that's just burning really brightly. That's joy. There's joy on days when it's hard. St. Peter wrote in one of his letters, consider it joy, pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of all kinds. These come so that your faith may be proved certain. You're filled with a glorious and inexpressible joy, for you're receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul. Joy is something that happens because God puts it in us. It is that overflowing. I wasn't happy that I'd had to walk 3.5 miles through central London and pay 17 quid for a taxi for 1.5 miles. And panic all morning about getting there. But the moment I sat down with 8 seconds to go before that conference started, I was filled with joy. There's a lovely poem, and I'll finish here, I think. Oh no, two more things. Lovely poem by a guy called G.A. Studdart Kennedy, who was writing in the trenches of the First World War. And he said, peace doesn't mean the end of all our striving. Joy doesn't mean the drying of our tears. Peace is the power that comes to souls arriving up to the light where God himself appears. Joy is the wine that God is ever pouring into the hearts of those who strive for him. Joy doesn't mean that our tears will stop. Joy means that we know inside that God is with us, and that gives us something that lifts us up even more than happiness. It's like happiness 2.0. It doesn't require things to be good to know the joy of knowing Jesus. I learned something. Jackie is really good at doing the whole looking at what the words in the Bible mean. And she did that for when she's thinking about joy this morning. There's a word in the Bible we use. Have you heard me talk about the word grace? Grace. Justice is getting what we deserve. Mercy is not getting what we deserve. Grace is getting what we don't deserve. Jesus' love for us is grace. We don't earn it. We get it for free. He loves us so much. The word used in the Bible for grace is charis. Charis, C-H-A-R-I-S in English. It does sound like carrots, but it's very different. It doesn't help you see in the dark. Mind you, neither do carrots. The word for joy is chara, C-H-A-R-A. They come from the same root word. Joy is knowing that we have grace. Joy is knowing that we've been saved by Jesus, not because we've earned it, but because he loves us. Joy is the free gift of God of being his children, of being his sons and daughters. Joy is at the very heart of being a friend of Jesus, because it's the bit that keeps us going when everything else falls apart. I know all of your, most of your stories, not all of them. I know most of your stories because you've shared them with me. And I know some of those stories are not filled with happiness right now. But I want to pray now that they will be filled with joy. With joy. Knowing that you are loved, knowing that you are saved, knowing that you are God's forever, knowing that you are his precious children and will always be his precious children because he loves you that much. Jesus, will you pour out your grace on your children gathered here right now and fill us with your joy. May the joy of the Lord be your strength. May his joy fill you now. Amen.